suspicion of murdering an 80-year-old man in a park in Leicester. BBC News.
The presenter was Alan Smith. A chance encounter with an old friend might just help with a London marathon run. Our new sitcom, Getting Under the Skin of Charity Fundraising, is in a minute. That's Do-Gooders, this evening's 6.30 comedy. Before that, there's someone dying to bounce us into listening to their show on Friday.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman. With the new series of the News Quiz imminent, I'm bouncing on a trampoline. It's a scientifically proven fact that you can't be cross on a trampoline. So I bang on mine to calm down whenever I'm annoyed by the news. Hopefully, over the next couple of months, though, my News Quiz panellists can help me cut down to just 10 hours bouncing per day from my current 23. I need another coffee. Please bounce responsibly. Tune in to the new series of the News Quiz to find out. Friday night, 6.30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Andy making good use of his sound effects tape. Now on Radio 4, Garrett Millerick's sitcom Do-Gooders. It's London Marathon Week and Clive is regretting his pledge to run.
Spare some change for the Alzheimer's Alliance?
I can't believe I've been reduced to begging for change at a Waitrose. And whose idea was it to put our initials on these hats?
There's Alzheimer's Alliance was too long, right? I thought AA would be more impactful.
We scared the piss out of that old bloke. He'd only come in for a box of wine. Oh, God. What if I see someone I know?
Clive?
Oh, for...
I thought that was you. Wow, I haven't seen you since you bombed out of the bank.
Hi, Aussie, yeah. Still at the old gaff?
Yeah, not been the same since they got rid of you, mate. Way less jokes.
And presumably less fraud?
So what are you doing with yourself?
Just a bit of fundraising, mate.
Oh, well... You always did have a talent for clearing out bank accounts.
Oh, my God, there's two of them.
We're in Waitrose, Lauren. There's loads of them. This is where they nest.
Listen, Clive, are you still on the same number? We should totally connect.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love that, man, yeah.
Great. I'll drop you a WhatsApp. And, mate, well done on finally getting some help. It's bloody brave.
Look... Ozzy, it's Alzheimer's Alliance. Oh, brilliant.
Thank you. I really enjoyed that.
Ken, where have you been?
Oh, I was in the car park. These hats are great. Opened up a whole new avenue for fundraising.
What?
I've changed three tyres, done an oil check and got a knackered old Fiesta up and running. Yeah, I'll raise 70 quid all told.
Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick, starring Anya Magliano, Lisa McGrillis, Garrett Millerick, Faye Ripley, Ahir Shah and Frank Skinner. This week, The Marathon.
Clive, the London Marathon is in 2 weeks and you've done nothing.
Oh, that's not fair, Harriet. He did try to put his running gear on expenses.
I can't train without the right gear.
Just throw some old clothes on and go for a run in the park.
I'm a middle-aged man. I can't run through a park in old clothes. People would assume I'd just done something awful in the playground.
Have supporter sign-up numbers improved at all?
People commit very late these days.
It's the London Marathon, Clive, not dinner reservations at Oaxaca. Don't despair, Harriet. There's still £87.10 he's raised for running it.
Who donates 10p to a marathon bid?
Ken.
Of course. Now, as you've no doubt heard, the head of the Charity Commission resigned this morning.
Another innocent man taken down by the wokerati.
Clive! He was fully aware that the aid charity was being used to launder money.
I'm fully aware of Eamon Holmes. It doesn't make him my fault.
I've been approached to make an application.
Oh, Harriet! That's fantastic! Congratulations!
Sandra from British Hearts is the only other serious contender, but it's going to come down to experience and competence, so I'm confident.
Well, thank God it's not a popularity contest.
As for my successor here, it is, of course, my recommendation to the board that Gladys replace me. But an open application process is a legal requirement.
I'd rather manage public relations for the post office.
Hey,
Hey, what about me? I could run this place.
Clive, according to your Strava, you can't run 300 metres.
But
Gary Glitter has a better chance at staging a comeback than you do of getting this job.
Morning, all.
I can. Where have you been all morning?
Oh, I was having a protracted argument with James O'Brien on an LBC phone-in.
If you don't calm down about you, Les, you're going to give yourself another stroke.
No, this was about the wokeification of Doctor Who.
What on earth is wrong with Doctor Who?
I don't know, I haven't seen it. I got the impression he hadn't either.
Ken, Clive said you were going to move these boxes. I can't get to my desk.
Can't you ask your boyfriend to do it?
Ah, I'm not her boyfriend.
We're in a situationship. It's a new thing. A consensual, non-monogamous, open situation.
That's not a new thing. People have been doing that for decades. Hey, do you still put your car keys in a bowl?
Honestly, I don't know why I bother with this place.
What's wrong?
Well, Harriet's leaving and the keys to the kingdom are just being thrust at Gladys.
This is brilliant. I'd love to work under Gladys.
Clive, what the hell are all these boxes? You know you shouldn't eBay when you've been drinking.
It's my state-of-the-art exhibition stand for the Marathon Expo. I was going to show it off. Hardly seemed worth it now.
Oh, when you said you were going to make a real exhibition at the Marathon, I assumed you was going to pop a ball out at the 10K point.
Sorry for being slow, but what's the Marathon Expo?
It's where all the runners get their numbers and all the charities have a stand as a greeting point for their runners.
Aussie's just sent another classic WhatsApp.
Oh, good. That prat you met at Waitrose is texting you memes again.
I'm seeing him later. I'll let him know you're a fan.
Clive, why is there an 8-foot boss timetable by your desk?
Aha! That's the pièce de résistance of my stand. It's our digital fundraising tally.
It's got 10 digits on it.
No one in this office has any ambition.
It's just... that's £1 billion.
It's inspirational. People at the expo can look up at it and see...
just how far we are from raising £1 billion.
Gladys, please reconsider applying for my job. It's a solid proposal.
I've just finalised my divorce, so I've learnt my lesson on proposals I'm not sure about. Thank you.
What, you'd rather be managed by Clive?
Yes. I mean, taking instructions from an idiot is less stressful than issuing instructions to an idiot.
Think of your career.
My sanity must take precedence. I mean, what about Lauren? Looks can be deceiving. I mean, she could rise to the challenge.
No! Always judge a book by its cover. Speaking of, why is Clive wearing his date shoes?
I'm not sure. He's been texting and giggling all morning.
Oh, no. He's not been catfished by that lady in Blackpool again, is he?
Clive, mate, do you want to maybe come for a run with me? You're genuinely risking a heart attack doing this without any training.
Is there a GoFundMe for the heart attack? We might crack that billion.
No can do, actually. I'm optimising my CV for AI analysis.
Call me old-fashioned, but you could try actually achieving something and then writing it down.
Clive, you're getting schooled in achievement by a man who can't eat a bowl of soup without getting half of it down his cardigan.
Lauren, I've achieved things in my life the like of which you can only dream of.
Like what?
Home ownership.
Clive, have you done your marathon mailers?
Lauren, do these marathon mailers. I'm having lunch with a very old friend. Catch you guys in a bit.
Oh, I'm assuming Clive's nonsense won't fly under your regime, Gladys.
Why does everyone assume I'm taking over? I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. I just want the whole wretched world to leave me alone.
So this is what Lauren means when she says, I feel seen.
Lauren, you want to tell Clive what to do all day? I say, go for it. Apply for the job.
Yeah, you should apply.
No, you shouldn't.
You're qualified, you've got a master's in fundraising. Oh,
honestly, the Mickey Mouse things people do degrees in these days.
You really think I could get the job?
I do. Come on, let's have some lunch. I'll help you with your CV.
I see what you're doing, Gladys.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
You don't want to manage this otter circus, but you know they'll make you. So you're lining up a stooge.
I just want to be a worker bee.
Me too. Gives you all the power. Pound for pound, I'm the biggest fundraiser in the building.
And you're covered in food.
It's a subtle art, Gladys. Fancy a cup of soup?
Ozzie, mate, this place is incredible. It's been ages since I was in a private members club.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Used to be a hospital, actually. And it's still a nightmare getting in.
Serving crisps in a bedpan is a nice touch.
Right. Suspect you're ruling the roost over in the charity world, then.
Can't get a pitch through, mate. They're nickel and dime merchants. It's like being on Dragon's Den, but all the good dragons are dead. Did you see I texted you a stock tip?
Yeah, thanks for that. Glad to see you're still watching the markets. So you're going to have a flutter?
You're joking, aren't you, mate? I've got less credit than the Russian Peace Corps. I'm stuck doing marathons.
Now, that's actually what I wanted to discuss.
What?
Your London Marathon bid. Why don't you check your Just Giving page?
Okay. Jesus, Aussie, 10 grand. Oh,
turns out donating to you is a pretty dynamite way of lightening the old tax burden. Some of the lads in the office are interested too. You look good, we look good, everyone's a winner.
Yeah, stop giving the government so much money to piss up a wall.
Yeah, exactly. Need to stay out of that top bracket or it's barely worth coming to work in the morning.
I mean, to be honest, mate, I wasn't actually sure about going through this marathon.
Mate, no, you're not hearing me. If this charity donation setup works out, there could be some doors opening for us to work together again in the future.
Oh, wow, you mean like come back?
Well, look, let's not talk about it here.
Right, yeah, of course. God, I'm suddenly feeling a bit lightheaded.
Ha! Nurse! Come on, mate, have a lie down on one of those trolleys.
London's Excel Centre for this year's London Marathon Expo.
Lauren, why are you wearing a suit?
I'm trying to look managerial.
You look like the wife of a disgraced vicar.
Ken, why are you even at this expo? You know there's an average of one death per year at the marathon. Not many wills for you to prey on for donations.
Look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves.
Well, I need you to...
Lauren, I'm going to stop you there. I'm not taking instructions from a child.
You're so disparaging of my generation. It's our future, you know.
Yeah, but it's my present. And I haven't finished my go yet.
Good Lord, Lauren. You look like you're here to defend Ken from a public indecency charge. Where's Clive?
We don't know. He's left us by ourselves all morning.
Oh, typical. How's the stand working out?
It's an embarrassing monument to wasted resources.
We're at an expo on the site of a Nightingale hospital to celebrate 50,000 people running in a circle. These people don't care about wasted resources.
You've seen Clive's added an extra 100 grand to the fundraising tally.
That's what I need to speak to him about. Claiming we have money that we don't have is actually fraud. Just tell him I'm looking for him.
Ken, you need to put the water out.
No. My only weapon is my refusal. Up your workers.
Hey, guys. Oh, wow, Lauren, nice suit. You're nailing this manager stuff. I think you've got this in the bag.
Actually, your reign of terror will end before it starts and collaborators will be shot. You have been warned.
This is so sick. I can't believe I'm going to be dating the boss.
Actually, you do realise we can't see each other if I get this.
What?
Look, this has been fun, but if I get this job, I can't play favourites. Let's just stay friends and treat each other with the same respect as any other member of the team.
So, no respect at all?
There you are, Clive. Where have you been?
Bond Street. I needed a new watch.
Is that a Rolex?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Whatever. Look, if you're going to insist on using a fundraising tally that you can see from space, you can't put made-up figures on it.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, that does seem high. I'll check my... 100 grand. Excuse me, Harry, I've got to make a call.
Hello?
Aussie, mate, what's going on? There's 100 grand on my GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah, I told some of the boys about the tax thing and they all wanted in. We got into a bit of a pissing contest after that, if I'm honest.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, like I said, this is step one. Could be the start of something cool. If you come through for us, who knows? There is just one thing.
Sure, mate, anything for the lads.
We're going to need you to run it in an outfit. Spot you on the course. Know where our cash is.
Like a corporate T-shirt or something?
Sure, something like that, yeah. I'll drop it over. Listen, man, we're buzzed about this. Don't let us down. We really need you to limit our tax liability. Right, I've got to run. Run!
It's real. It's from the lads at my old bank.
What? I thought you bankrupted the bank.
Well, I did, but the government bailed them out. Anyway, Aussie's kicked in 10 grand, and then the lads got competitive. I think, if I'm honest, they'd done quite a bit of coke.
Cocaine gets such bad press. But you never get to hear the other side of the argument. Go to the stand and tell the others. I need to spread the news. Sandra will be furious.
You're kidding, it's real.
Well, it's still 999,872,544 pounds and 90 pence short of a billion. But, you know, it's a start.
Clive, this will make you the biggest individual fundraiser in the history of the charity.
Will it?
I mean, it dwarfs anything that I've achieved. Oh, God, this is brilliant.
Yeah. It is, actually. Real dynamic leadership right there. That should blow any other candidates out of the water, I reckon.
Actually,
he's right. Clive, anything I can do to help, I'll do it.
And me, we're behind you all the way.
Well, the actual...
Back off, all of you. I won't fall for whatever this is. Gladys, you've denied my events any digital support all year, and I wouldn't trust any of you as far as I could throw you, apart from Ken.
I didn't offer to help.
One thing you're all forgetting, he actually has to run the marathon, which he won't. So this will just be another muck-up to add to the list, and I'm still on track for the job.
Fine, I'll help.
She's right. You are going to have to do the marathon.
I'll have to start the marathon. People get injured all the time.
Clive, we don't get the money if you don't finish. It gets returned to whoever pledged it.
What?
It will just go back into the accounts of those pigs from your bank.
Oh, no.
Yes, Clive. Where are you going?
I've got to go and train.
Does he realise he's got one day?
He'll make it work. That's what leaders do.
Thank you. We'll be on the route to cheer you on tomorrow. Bye now. Oh, look, Forrest Gump has decided to grace us with his presence.
Good night in the gym, then. How far did you manage to go on the treadmill?
I've no idea. I was sweating so much I blinded myself and I tripped on my laces.
Well, thanks to you, I've been left here to manage the expo single-handed.
What? So Ken and I are invisible, are we?
Yeah, I've been doing my bit.
You've just been standing there, sizing up who you think will struggle to go the distance and asking them if they've got their affairs in order.
Exactly, doing my bit. Speaking of which, Clive, have you got your affairs in order?
I can't deal with you two.
Reached the limit of your skill set already?
Oh, shut up, Achi. I'm going to look for Gladys. I've not seen her all day.
Achi, I know it's tempting, but it doesn't pay to undermine your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend.
Yeah, they're swingers, Clive. No.
It's not like... Look, shut up, both of you. I've got bigger fish to fry. If I don't find a way to finish this marathon, my whole play falls apart.
You mean the important money for Alzheimer's research will be lost?
Sure.
Clive, you have to complete the marathon by hook or by crook.
But I'm not sure I'll make it.
Of course you won't make it. You have to cheat.
Ken! Clive would never even consider...
I've looked at every angle. There's no way to cheat. You're tracked by computers every step of the way.
Oh, another bit of old-fashioned fun ruined by technology.
Clive, mate, there you are. Just wanted to wish you good luck and give you this.
Aussie, what exactly is that?
That's an 8-foot Teletubby.
It's Tinky Winky.
Remember? Clive got his todger out in this bar in Singapore a few years back, and we...
Yes, thank you, Ozzy. But we've got a mascot. His name's Ken.
Oh, it's not a mascot. We want you to run in it, the costume.
Mate, I'll die in this.
Come on, Clive, we agreed. You know, he who pays the piper and all that.
He'll do it, 100%.
What?
Ace, see you at the finish line, champ.
Actually, what the hell are you doing?
This is perfect. Wait, he's right. This is perfect.
How is this perfect?
Now you can cheat.
Exactly. It's not just a costume, it's a disguise. Anyone could be in that suit.
Where am I going to find a patsy with 12 hours to go?
I'll do it.
Archie, you have loyalty issues that would make Judas Iscariot blush.
Listen, do you want my help or not?
I want your help.
Right. We've got checkpoints at 4 stages around the marathon. Easy places to swap over.
You're right. I could just do the first 5K and the last 5K, and you can run the middle. Oh my God. This could work.
Please take your positions. The race will begin.
Okay, actually, so I'll meet you in the Portaloo at the 5K mark. Quick switcheroo of the costume, you return the baton at Blackfriars, then it's onwards to victory.
What if someone finds out about this, like, 10 years from now?
Who gives a shit? As long as we finish today.
It could ruin the charity. I can't carry that burden round.
Lance Armstrong got caught years down the line. That didn't bankrupt cancer research, did it? He's fine.
So, if this surfaces, cry on telly and start a podcast?
Exactly. Look, it's a simple plan. Just two people casually going into a Portaloo together at a busy event. If that sort of thing got people's attention, drug arrests would be way higher than they are. Okay, we just need to keep a low profile and chill out.
Clive!
Nothing, we've done nothing.
We're starting a podcast!
Hey, look, I know you said you didn't want my help, but I heard what you said.
Gladys, who are these people?
I've spent my digital fundraising budget on hiring a documentary crew. They're going to be with you every step of the way, filming your every move for our socials to promote this incredible thing that you're doing.
Oh, my good God. Gladys, you really shouldn't have.
Oh, I just wanted you to know that the digital team have your back. And I have your back. Boss.
Right, I don't suppose anyone's seeing Ken. I think I need to get my affairs in order.
Has he been passed yet?
He's dressed as an 8-foot Teletubby.
Yeah, I think we'd have spotted him. He did all right at the start.
If he'd have managed the straight line, he'd have covered more ground. He looked like he was trying to outwit a sniper.
Nobody seriously entertained the idea that he was actually going to do this, did they? The man gets the lift to the first floor of our office building.
Oh, well, we nearly got the 100K.
Our other runners have all finished and we've still raised a lot of money.
Yes! Lauren's done a really excellent job with managing the supporter service.
Gladys, why are you bigging everyone up so much this week?
She's not bigging Ken up.
Well, I do think Ken has some great leadership qualities.
Hey, back your compliment dump truck off my lawn, Gladys.
I just hope my efforts are properly counted when the applications for Harriet's job are being considered.
Lauren, the only candidate that was being seriously considered was Gladys.
I didn't apply.
Well, there's actually nothing to apply for anymore. I'm staying at Alzheimer's. Sandra at British Hearts got the job.
Oh, Harriet. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I found out this morning. I was gloating about our 100K injection and she couldn't resist telling me that she'd already been offered the position.
So, Clive's done all of this for nothing?
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't finished and he's not going to.
Wait, guys, look, over there.
Between those women dressed as the Titanic and Mr. Blobby.
It's Clive!
Come on, Clive, don't stop, you can do it!
Come on, go, go, go!
Come on!
Come on, Ken, why aren't you cheering him on?
The only thing I've ever invested in is my pension.
Can't you just join in for once in your miserable life?
Oh, fine. Come on, Clive. No, it didn't feel right.
Clive, Clive, don't stop! It's that way!
Help him take the head off, for goodness sakes!
What are you saying, Clive?
What am I saying? Can you help me take the head off?
Don't stop! It's just a mile up there!
Clive, you can stop. There isn't a job. Harriet's staying.
I don't care about that. I've got to finish. Money! Left foot, right foot. Come on! Come on!
He's really doing it for the charity.
Right, I'm going to run with you, Clive.
Oh, screw it, me too.
Guys, we aren't allowed to run on the course.
Come on, Lauren, it's 100k for Alzheimer's.
You're right. I'm sorry, I don't know what got into me. I just really hate Clive. Grab Clive's other arm.
I'll be along in a bit. Is he dead?
Are you going to pick his pocket?
Is that sweat on his crotch?
I hope so.
It's definitely piss. I think he might be dead.
Dead Teletubby is an ideal brand positioning.
Throw some water on him, that'll wake him up.
Did I do it? Did I get the job?
What, Clive? There is no job. Harriet's staying.
Not you. Ozzy, did I get the job? Can I come back?
Clive, mate, I think there's cross wires. There is not a job.
Look, the tax, Ozzy. I did the marathon. The boys got involved. You said we could work together if this worked out.
Yeah, we wanted a good way of sticking it to HMRC. You needed sponsorship, you scratched my back, I scratched yours. But come on, Clive, a job.
So, there was never any route back?
You lost nearly £500 million in an afternoon.
Ozzy.
Let's catch up another time, right?
Ozzy, don't leave me here with these losers. I don't belong here. I want to eat crisps out of a bedpan!
Right, okay, I appreciate that might have looked bad.
You did all this for a life raft?
That's nice, the pot and the kettle are talking.
Harriet, I think you should fire Clive for disloyalty.
Lauren, he is the biggest single fundraiser in the history of Alzheimer's Alliance.
Yeah, if you start questioning the motives of every big fundraiser, you'd not be left with much.
The fact is, Clive actually pulled something off.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And maybe you should all start taking me a little more seriously from now on.
Probably should take the Teletubby outfit off first.
That was Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick. It starred Anya Magliano as Lauren, Lisa McGrillis as Gladys, Garrett Millerick as Clive, Faye Ripley as Harriet, Ahir Shah as Archie, and Frank Skinner as Ken. It also starred Glenn Moore as Ozzy. The producer was Jules Long, and it was an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.
And that was the series finale of Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick. And there's another chance to hear from Frank Skinner this evening. He's Roger McGough's guest in Poetry Please at 11 o'clock here on Radio 4. Frank will be sifting through the postbag to make his selection from listeners' requests.
If you're looking for laughs...
Oh, this is where the magic happens.
BBC iPlayer's got you covered.
Good. Life is interesting at last.
With over 3,000 episodes of comedy favourites.
They make for great entertainers.
I need a shortlist.
Including The Office, Two Doors Down, The Thick of It, and many more.
Oh, what is that?
Whoa. Put my staple inside a jelly again.
Bring on the laughs.
What are you laughing at?
What?